Short and sweet is going to be this show this week. I just wanted to talk about something that is going on, and it's so disgusting, you won't believe it. Some people already know, some people haven't been paying attention. It's went over some people's, I don't know. During the election, there were some things that came out about Donald Trump, and a lot of people just weren't paying attention. They were so busy listening to some of the dumb shit that he said out of his mouth that they didn't catch some of the perverted shit that he said about his own daughter. Yeah, his own daughter. Donald fucking Trump is a fucking pedophile and a disgusting bastard. And I'm going to talk about it today on the Victor Morrow Show. So get ready. It's going to be a hell of a ride. Okay, let's get into this real quick. I don't have much time today. Yes, your boy Donald Trump is a sick, perverted bastard. And let me start off by saying this. He has referred several times to his daughter as being hot. He talks about her body, talks about how tall she is. There's even been, there's been times when he's even said that if he wasn't her father, he'd be dating her. On the Howard Stern show, Howard Stern talked about how hot she was and how great of a piece of ass she was. And he said, yeah, he just, you know, he agreed with it. And no man that is a father would be looking at their daughter in that way. As a matter of fact, speaking of looking on the campaign, during his campaign, for the presidency, this dude had the nerve to literally on, I mean, this is on camera, he stepped back and looked at her ass, looked at her tits and smacked her on the ass, you know, gave a little light tap on her butt, but he was obviously looking at her in a sexual manner. And what man looks at his daughter like that? I mean, if you think about it, if he's who does that? You have a pedophile as the president of the United States and a damn pervert. Now, his daughter's a grown woman now. But there were pictures of her sitting on this dude's lap in a I'm not, I don't mean it like, you know, how a daughter sit on her father, you know. No. I'm talking about like in a sexual manner. But her looking at him in a, you know, like he was her boyfriend or something. So I know that me talking about it doesn't register. So I'm gonna play a clip right quick, right? To help you understand what I'm talking about, okay? Because I know. Me just saying it ain't enough for you. So let me play a clip. This was on CNN, and they did a little report on it. Just so you don't think that I'm crazy. Let me play this clip right quick.
Is Donald Trump's top surrogate. She's often in the spotlight, and she's even been praised by Hillary Clinton. But Donald Trump's daughter, Ivanka, has been at the center of some uncomfortable moments with the candidate. Deborah Farrick has more for you.
Thank you, everyone. Donald Trump has every right to be proud of his daughter. Ivanka is a successful, Ivy League-educated businesswoman, author, and mother. She's now helping run his campaign and introduced her father at the Republican convention. Yet at times, his fatherly praise is downright cringeworthy, like on The View in 2006.
I said that if Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her.
Stop it! Oh, it's so weird! Stop it!
Far from protecting his daughter from being talked about as a sex object, has encouraged it multiple times on Howard Stern's radio show in 2004 and then again in 2006.
By the way, your daughter,
she's beautiful.
Can I say this? A piece of ass.
Yeah.
She looks more voluptuous than ever.
She's actually always been very voluptuous. She's almost 6 feet tall.
In May, Ivanka described herself as a feminist while defending her father on CBS after a scathing New York Times article about his alleged negative treatment of women.
Is there unending commentary on the female form?
No. I've known my father, obviously, my whole life, and he has total respect for women.
Please welcome the lovely Ivanka Trump.
Still, even Ivanka seemed confused when talk show host Wendy Williams asked about things the two have in common.
What's the favorite thing you have in common with your father?
Either real estate or golf.
Donald, with your daughter?
Well, I was going to say sex, but I can't relate that.
Donald Trump has always been proud of his daughter.
I'd call collect to his office. I was probably, 10 years old. He would pick up the phone every single time, and he'd put me on speakerphone. It wouldn't be a long conversation. He'd introduce me to whoever was in his office.
And he was front row when Ivanka took to the catwalk during her short-lived career as a fashion model. Still, Donald Trump repeatedly points out how hot his daughter is, saying last year in a Rolling Stone article, "Yeah, she's really something, and what a beauty, that one. If I weren't happily married, and, her father."
My daughter, Ivanka.
Yeah.
She's 6 feet tall. She's got the best body.
She's hot.
Ivanka continues to defend her father and has said he's not sexist. Earlier, her Twitter account showed a little heart liking an article about her father's decade-old comments to Howard Stern. The Trump campaign referred us to Ivanka's brand managers, and a source there tells us it wasn't Ivanka herself who liked the article. It was a simple mistake by a staff member.
Now, I'm about to go into this shit. Now, you heard this man say, if he wasn't her father, he'd be dating her. Pause. Right? You need a flag on that. Then he said, when asked, what do they have in common, she was saying golf and something else. And what did he say? He said sex. Okay. As sick as that was, and it was sick. Nothing is sicker than the actual pictures online with then teenage Ivanka Trump sitting on her daddy's lap looking like she was his girlfriend. Not his daughter. These weren't innocent pictures of you know, a daughter sitting on her, you know, father's lap. You know, no. This was very, very perverted. The way he looked at her, the way she's looking at him. A father and a daughter should never have that kind of sexual tension between each other. And do you, I lie to you not. When watching the clip, Trump supporters actually said that it's all bullshit. Oh, who cares how he looks at his daughter? They don't give a damn that they put a damn pervert in office. They don't care that they got a pedophile as the president. They don't care. It's all about getting the black man out of office. It's all about proving that these niggers ain't gonna take our America, which, first of all, black people weren't trying to take America from you anyway. It's just your imagination. But how sad is this? How sad is this? You have an actual fucking perverted pedophile. Not just a pedophile, but this dude commits incest openly. You can't get much more open than that. And now I'm about to really get into it. Oh, you thought I was done? Watch this. See, now I'm about to bring in the Illuminati shit. I told you, get ready. It's going to be a ride. I don't have much time, so I'm going to get into it real quick. For those of you that don't know, the Illuminati is a very perverted, sick organization. Oh yeah, they're into devil worship, witchcraft, and all kinds of sorcery. But one thing that they really try to keep secret, and this is where the real secrets come in at, okay? Because it's not about just money. Really, they love to talk about the money and the finance, and for all you people that watch these stupid ass, you know, what's that film, the Da Vinci Code and all that? That's supposed to be talking about the Illuminati. That's bullshit. The Illuminati real secret is pedophilia. They believe, and if I turn up dead for making this shit, you know, hey, I lived my life. But they believe in sex magic, sexual rituals. No bullshit. No bullshit. They believe that when they have sex with children, that it gives them energy and they're able to live longer. Like, for example, I'll give you an example. Let's take President George Bush Sr., the father, not the son, the father. What is he like, 90-some years old? Okay, so what they believe is the way to keep him going, let's say like he got weak and he looked like he was about to die, whatever. What they would do is give him a virgin, small child, probably. It could be a boy or a girl. That's another thing. They're into homosexuality too, which is why homosexuality is a big part of America. And Obama had a lot to do with that, because he didn't do much for black people. But one thing he did do, he pushed the gay agenda. Go back and if you are an Obama supporter and you don't like what I just said, fuck you. Go back and check his track record. This is the Victor Morrow show, yo. We keep shit real over here. You know, till they kill me, I'm going to keep this shit 100. Man, it's so disgusting. I hate talking about shit like this. I'm gonna punch fucking Trump in the face, man. This dude is disgusting. But anyway, these sick perverts, man, they believe that there's magic in pedophilia. They're not just doing it because they get pleasure out of it. And they do get pleasure out of it because they're sick. But they believe in the actual magic. It's like a religion to them, is what I'm trying to say. It's like, you know how Christians believe when they go to church, Jesus Christ is going to heal them. Like, they could have got healed at home if they just had faith in God. But for some reason, they think they got to go to church in order to get healed. Now, because they have no they have no faith in God outside of church. So they go to church as their ritual. And then they believe they can be healed when they could have got healed at home. If they had just believed in God at home, he could have healed them at home. But they go to church instead. And then they say, okay, now I believe. It's the same thing. It's like, their belief is in this magic, this so-called sexual magic. And it's disgusting, man. I'm going to tell y'all something about the Victor Morrow show. It's not the most popular show in the world. It's not the biggest show. And I don't have 1 million subscribers on YouTube, but I do have a lot of listeners all over the world, and I do see my stats, and I'm going to tell you, I get listeners all over the world. This show ain't no joke no more. And I'm going to tell you something else. I made a comment on YouTube one time, and I talked about, you know, the motherfuckers come kill me. And a dude, and I got this comment. This guy was laughing like, nobody's going to come kill you. But they don't know some of the hate mail that I get. You know, I had Freemasons send me some hate mail. 2 pages of shit threatening me. I don't, the shit that go on that you don't even know. I never even tell you, you know, I won't even tell you about. But I'll tell you this much. I've always kept it 100 with y'all. I've lost subscribers. I've lost listeners, lost followers. I gain them, I lose them. I gain them, I lose them. And the reason why is because the show's so damn controversial that eventually I'll end up pissing off everyone. And I'll end up saying something that somebody doesn't like. They might have liked my show last week, but then the next week I'll say something that you don't like. So, this week, I'm telling you that this guy, Donald Trump, who is a billionaire and is in that elite status, he has that elite status, is a fucking pedophile. And it's already been said that he likes to piss on women. And this is one of the things that Russia has on him. They have footage of him pissing on women. Which, pissing on women is another fetish. Some people have a thing for that. Like your boy R. Kelly. Like they said, well, they said, anyway, I don't know. I never saw the tapes, I don't know. Okay. This is the man that's in office. A sick fucking pervert who admits that he thinks about sex with his daughter. And no one thinks anything of it. The fact that this shit just went over everybody's head is amazing to me. It shows you where we are in this country. This country is just full of demons, man. There's a demonic energy in America. A demonic spirit all over this goddamn country. The fact that you, if you think about it, the fact that this man is your president, your representative, it shows you how fucking demonic this place is. Now, the president before him, Obama, all he did was push the gay agenda. The whole time he was there. And he accidentally called Michelle Michael. Huh? Yeah, he accidentally, let me say that again. Barack Obama accidentally called Michelle Michael, which makes you wonder. That's how the transgender rumors started. They started saying that Michelle Obama was really a man, which I don't believe that, but whatever. We can't be sure these days, man. And if you've noticed also, there's been an agenda. I know I'm going off topic. Excuse me, I'm going off topic, but there has been an agenda against masculine men. Men that are, it's like the straight man, especially in the black neighborhood. There's like this, especially when you look in the workplaces. I'm just keeping it real, man. I'm just keeping it real. They want us to be soft, man. You know? I mean, there's no rights for the man, the straight male, masculine black man. They don't want that. Society doesn't want that. They want us to be soft and sugar-coated. They want us to be, I don't know, like, you know, they want us to be feminine. You notice they get hired first. I'm just being real, man. I'm being real. I'm being honest with you. And I'm just pointing out things that are happening. Yeah, that's what this show is all about. Keeping it real. Keeping it 100. So we went from one president on the left who pushed nothing but gay agenda. Every time we turn around, he was doing something for the transgenders and the gays. And then now, on the right, you got a sick, perverted, piss fetish, incest, driven weirdo pervert motherfucker is a goddamn president. But yet America's supposed to be so goddamn righteous and got the nerve to point the finger at other countries and got the nerve to feel like they could dictate to other countries and go to other countries and tell them what they can and can't do. You got a goddamn child molester and an incest-driven weirdo in office. Motherfucker can't keep his hands off his daughter. The man sat there on the Howard Stern show, and Howard Stern's talking about his daughter, Ivanka. I'll play the clip again. Because I know I'm talking, right? And I know it doesn't click. It doesn't click. When I'm talking, it doesn't click. You got to hear it again. Howard Stern is talking about his daughter, Ivanka. And he says, what a great piece of ass she is. And Trump says, yeah. Victor Morrow, you're looking too deeply into it. Oh, Victor Morrow, you're just trying to start trouble. You don't believe me? Let me play it again. I'm going to play it again. I promise you. Listen again. You'll hear it. I promise you. I'm not lying.
Is Donald Trump's top surrogate. She's often in the spotlight, and she's even been praised by Hillary Clinton. But Donald Trump's daughter, Ivanka, has been at the center of some uncomfortable moments with the candidate. Deborah Farrick has more for you.
Thank you, everyone. Donald Trump has every right to be proud of his daughter. Ivanka is a successful, Ivy League-educated businesswoman, author, and mother. She's now helping run his campaign and introduced her father at the Republican convention. Yet at times, his fatherly praise is downright cringeworthy, like on The View in 2006.
I said that if Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her.
Far from protecting his daughter from being talked about as a sex object, has encouraged it multiple times on Howard Stern's radio show in 2004 and then again in 2006.
By the way, your daughter,
she's beautiful.
Can I say this? A piece of ass.
Yeah.
She looks more voluptuous than ever.
She's actually always been very voluptuous. She's tall. She's almost 6 feet tall.
In May, Ivanka described herself as a feminist while defending her father on CBS after a scathing New York Times article about his alleged negative treatment of women.
Is there unending commentary on the female form?
No. I've known my father, obviously, my whole life, and he has total respect for women.
Please welcome the lovely Ivanka Trump.
Still, even Ivanka seemed confused when talk show host Wendy Williams asked about things the two have in common.
What's the favorite thing you have in common with your father?
Either real estate or golf.
Donald, with your daughter?
Well, I was going to say sex, but I can't relate that.
Donald Trump has always been proud of his daughter.
I'd call collect to his office. I was probably, 10 years old. He would pick up the phone every single time, and he'd put me on speakerphone. It wouldn't be a long conversation. He'd introduce me to whoever was in his office.
And he was front row when Ivanka took to the catwalk during her short-lived career as a fashion model. Still, Donald Trump repeatedly points out how hot his daughter is, saying last year in a Rolling Stone article, "Yeah, she's really something, and what a beauty that one. If I weren't happily married, and, her father."
My daughter,
she is.
Ivanka.
Yeah.
She's 6 feet tall. She's got the best body.
Yeah, she's hot.
Ivanka continues to defend her father and has said he's not sexist. Earlier, her Twitter account showed a little heart liking an article about her father's decade-old comments to Howard Stern. The Trump campaign referred us to Ivanka's brand managers, and a source there tells us it wasn't Ivanka herself who liked the article.
Okay, I decided to play the whole clip again. Hell with it. Okay. But you get the point. You get the point. You get the point. So, it is just, God is going to destroy this damn place. And I'm going to say something, and a lot of people are not going to like it. I don't give a shit. Because one thing I realize is that I'm never going to be... I'm never going to be a politically correct person. Especially on this show. I'm never going to reach that level because I'm never going to sell out. So therefore, certain things just need to be said. But the Most High is looking down on this wicked ass nation, this wicked ass country. How many wars is America responsible for? How many times have America attacked innocent nations and blamed it on them? 9/11 was an inside job. But yet they blamed Afghanistan. They blamed Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and then they went into Iraq and bombed them for no damn reason, looking for weapons of mass destruction, which they never found. And then on top of that, America, with all of this sick pedophiles and their Illuminati factions, skulls and bones, with the Bush family, the Boule and the Prince Hall with Obama. And this guy Trump is just outright Illuminati. He throws up the 666 every time he talks. The 666 symbol, for you idiots that don't know. You ever seen John Cena throw up the three fingers with the two making a circle with his thumb and his index making a circle? And they throw up the other three fingers. It's supposed to be the AOK symbol. No, that's 666, dummy. But you never hear Alex Jones talk about it, do you? Mr. Alex Jones, Mr. Anti-Illuminati, Mr. Anti-New World Order. Huh? How come you don't talk about it when Trump throw up the 666, you fucking bastard? Oh, I know why, because Trump paid you off, you motherfucker. This country's going to pay for all the dirt that they've done. Just like Sodom and Gomorrah. The Lord is looking down and he sees the wickedness of this nation. I just wanted to point this out. I wasn't going to make this a long show this week. I have some major announcements coming up. I'm starting something called the Morrow World Radio. Some of you may have already seen it, but I'm going to do the official announcement this week coming up. But I do want to, in closing, I want to say this. Research the Illuminati. Research the Illuminati and their pedophilia, and you'll see why I'm making the connection between the Illuminati, Donald Trump, and his pedophilia and his sick perversions. They're into this magic they call. They believe that if you look at the Egyptian pyramids, you see the Eye of Horus. some of them believe that the Eye of Horus is the butthole. Not making this up. They believe in sex magic, and the magic that they believe in comes through the butthole. So, when you want to know about these secret societies, and you want to go, what's their secret? That's their secret. I ain't talking about the lower ones, or the smaller groups. I'm talking about the big societies. Yeah, what's their major secret? They believe in this sex magic, and they believe in raping little children. And we have evidence that Donald Trump is a part of that. You see how he treated his daughter when she was a little girl. And if you think that the clip that I played was disgusting, if you ever see the photos of her sitting on his lap and the way that they're looking at each other, it's even more despicable. And he's still looking at her the same way now that she's grown. This man is disgusting in every way. That's going to do it for this week. Actually, no, it's not going to do it for this week. I got a major announcement coming up pretty soon. Stay tuned. Y'all be safe and stay up to date.